Handa na ang bagong federal na gobyerno matapos inanunsyo ng Labor ang ilang manunungkulan bilang ministro at marami sa kanila ay mula sa sektor ng kababaihan. Sa ilalim ng Labor Rules, ang mga paksyon ay magkakasundo na buuin ang front bench, ibig sabihin ang magiging miyembro ng gabinete at shadow cabinet at mismo ang Prime Minister ang magsasabi kung aling katungkulan ang kanilang gagampanan. Kabilang sina Tanya Lebersig, Catherine King, Claire O'Neill at Michelle Rowland sa mga kababaihang itinuro na maging ministro. Si West Australian MP Ann Ali na mula sa Left Faction ang kasama sa Ministry sa Early Childhood Education. Gagampanan naman ni Christy McBain ang pagiging Minister for Regional Development. Itinalaga naman si Richard Marles bilang Deputy Prime Minister at Defense Minister habang si Mark Dreyfus ang Attorney General. Sa Employment and Workplace Relations Minister at Arts Portfolio naman, si Tony Burke. Foreign Minister naman si Senate Leader Penny Wong, si Jim Chalmers ang magiging Treasurer, habang si Katie Gallagher ang nanumpa bilang Finance Minister, Minister for Women at Minister for Public Service. At sa unang pagkakataon bilang 31 punong ministro, nagsagawa ng pagpupuling si Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at nagbistulang victory speech na ayon dito mahalaga ang disiplina, pagkakaisa at pagiging eksklusibo ng partido.
We need to change the way that politics operates in this country. We need to be more inclusive. We need to be prepared to reach out. We need to be prepared to engage on those issues. We can do that in this parliament. My objective is to not keep this room as it is. My objective is to grow.
Inangkin rin ni Prime Minister Albanese ang tagumpay sa isa pang pwesto lampas sa 76-seat threshold para makuha ang majority government. Matapos makuha ang pwesto ni incumbent Labor MP Fiona Phillips sa New South Wales seat sa Gilmore. Habang patuloy pa ang pagbibilang para sa natitirang pwesto sa Dickens sa Victoria. Pinaplansya ni Prime Minister Albanese ang pag-uusapan nitong taon. Inanunsyo na nito ang pagbubukas ng 47th federal na parlyamento sa Hulyo 26. Inulit naman ng punong ministro ang kanyang pangako sa pagpapatupad ng buo sa Uluru Statement from the Heart. Kabilang na ang Indigenous Voice sa parlyamento at ang kanyang prioridad na maipakilala ang National Integrity Commission. Itinuro din bilang Special Envoy para sa Reconciliation at pagpapatupad ng Uluru Statement from the Heart si Senator Pat Dodson habang Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney. Ibinida din ito ang unang nagawa ng kanyang pamunuan gaya ng pagbiyahe ni Foreign Minister Penny Wong sa Solomon Islands at ang kanyang mismong biyahe sa Japan para makipagpulong sa kanyang mga counterparts sa ibang bansa.
We changed the statement that was made and they very much welcomed our changed position on climate change. We're joining again the global effort which we needed to do after 9 wasted years. And waste is what I want to talk about in 2 areas. I want to remind you that you shouldn't waste a day in government. We don't intend to.
Ayon kay Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers, nahaharap sa hamong pang-ekonomiya ang bansa, lalo't na iwan ng nakaraang administrasyon ang malaking discrepancy at kailangan nito ang agarang aksyon. Ngunit hindi nakikita nito ang solusyon sa pamamagitan ng budget repair levy. Bagkos sa pahayag nito sa Sky News, tinitingnan nito na makapag-ipon ang gobyerno.
You know, we think the first port of call is to trim spending. We've already proposed $11.5 billion in budget improvements a couple of days before the election. So that's our priority.
Samantala, ang Partidong Nationals ay papalitan ang leader. Tinalo kasi ni David Littleproud si Barnaby Joyce. Sa pahayag ni Littleproud sa 10 Network, sa kanyang panunungkulan, isa sa ilalim niya sa bagong estilo ng pamumuno, ang partido.
This isn't a reflection on Barnaby's leadership. This was just about who was prepared to lead the party to the 2025 election. And I was prepared to start that journey today because it is a big journey. We've got a long way to go. And we've got to start that not just with a leader that's prepared to be there in 2025, but be able to put a team that is going to be there in 2025, not shift gears halfway through. And that was the determination the party room got to. It's quite humbling that they've invested that in me.
Nangako itong muling i-reset ang agenda ng partido para tapusin ang gulo sa isyu ng climate change at pagtuunan ng pansin ang mga magsasaka na magkaroon ng market-based na solusyon sa epekto ng global warming. Mananatili si Barnaby Joyce sa kanyang pwesto sa New South Wales, New England ng isa pang termino at ang maagang pagkawala ng leadership nito ay tinawag na kawalan ng mabigat na pasanin.
I went to the election saying that on behalf of my colleagues, I'd hold every seat. And we did that, got close to winning another two. We've got ourselves another Senate position. I always said, and I was surprised it never leaked, I always said I was transitioning out of the leadership and that was what I was going to do. I probably didn't want to do it yesterday, but that's life, you know, that's politics. And now there's a new leadership team and I wish them all the very, very best.
May mungkahi naman ang bagong Deputy Liberal Leader na si Suzanne Lee na muling suriin ng partido ang gender quotas at umaasang makapag-ikot sa bansa para makausap ang mga kababaihan para makuha ang kanilang suporta.
It is the case that many women abandoned us at the last election, but many women chose to vote for us. And I also want to reassure those who voted for us that we're still here for core Liberal Party values for everyday Australians.
Why do you think they walked away from you?
I think there were many reasons, and I think those reasons are too diverse to sum up in a single sentence.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Brooke Yang at Stephanie Corsetti na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.